I think it's dangerous that whenever we try to find ways to limit environmental damage, the first thing we consider is the financial bottom line. When the U.S. government tried to pass the Clean Air Act in 1992, the utility industry threatened to block it. They said that setting reduction targets was too costly. The solution was emissions trading. Each company gets allocated a certain number of pollution credits. Companies that don't use up all their credits can trade to companies that produce more pollution. Ideally, this averaging gives companies an incentive to pollute less. While emissions trading has been effective in reducing sulfur dioxide emissions, its greatest success can be measured from a business point of view. Since emissions trading began, volume has increased from 1 million units in 1994 to a high of almost 10 million units in 1998. This means that more companies have been able to stay in business while still meeting emission standards. Governments are now considering emissions trading as a way to help reduce carbon dioxide levels. I have to admit, I have a problem with this. Playing to the lowest common denominator may help business turn a profit, but the priority should be the environment, not business. Sure, emissions trading works at one level, but I can't help wondering how much better we could do if everyone had to meet a certain standard, rather than averaging the results together. Think about what would happen if the same mentality was applied to societal issues. Take speeding, for example. There's always one overly cautious driver on the highway that can't seem to make it above 50 miles an hour. Why not let that driver sell their unused 20 miles an hour to the clown who wants to go 90? The speed of the vehicles ends up averaging 70, so that shouldn't be a problem. Never mind the fact the death rates would increase dramatically. A similar example could be used in our schools. The kid who easily manages to pull off a 95 could sell 5 points to the kid who gets a 65. The brainer still gets an A and a few extra bucks in his pocket, and everyone passes. After all, it's about averaging, right? What I find so fascinating about this concept is that a country as singularly dedicated to individual freedom and personal excellence would allow corporate America to drive such a socialist idea. Democracy works best when individuals take responsibility for the outcome of their own actions. What emissions trading does is legitimize the shirking of this responsibility, so long as the price is right.